Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining duo will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Emily!
Hi!
Hello, Emily's here.
Say something, Emily.
I said hello. What more do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I thought that was pretty clever.
Hello. It was good.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, let's talk about perfume. We're not really going to talk about perfume, but we're going to talk about perfume right now for a second. Does anyone here wear cologne perfume? Mike, do you wear anything?
I do, yes.
You do? I never smell it on you.
You don't? I guess that's good because it shouldn't be that strong, right?
No, that's exactly right. Because I notice, for example, when I go to adjust someone and all I can smell is a scent that they've put on themselves, like a perfume or a cologne, I literally have to hold my breath.
Yeah, you gotta be careful it's not overbearing, I guess.
It makes me just assume that they're dirty and they're trying to cover that up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes, though, Emily, you haven't in a long time. She used to wear patchouli. I really don't like the scent of
totally
patchouli.
Totally crunchy.
I think you might be thinking of another Emily.
You don't wear patchouli? I swear you used to wear patchouli.
You don't seem that crunchy to wear patchouli. There you go.
Well, maybe it was a long time ago, and maybe it was just something that... Maybe you were rolling around with somebody who had patchouli
on. That was it, actually.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Well, because... And this does go back to research, folks. There's this article that came from Medical News Today. You can find it at medicalnewstoday.com. And they're talking about this article that was published in the Journal of Psychosomatic Research. And by the way, psychosomatic just means it's really all in your head. And what they found was that people who have asthma, like they've been diagnosed with at least a moderate level of asthma, like it's pretty intense, that just believing that there is an odor that they're exposed to that could be harmful, they'll have a trigger or an inflammatory attack.
Well, that's a placebo effect, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing about asthma is, you know, it's a chronic lung disease, and it's basically inflammation that narrows the airwaves. So what happens is as soon as something that's perceived as toxic is breathed in, this inflammation will happen, and then the person won't be able to breathe.
Right.
So they'll
Something
cough, they'll wheeze, the shortness of breath, their chest will get tight. And it's a lot of people. It's like 25 million people in the United States. And so basically they have really sensitive airways, and then they can have triggers that make an asthmatic attack happen. So for example, like dust or pollen or allergens or a chemical irritant. So what they did was they took 17 participants, it's a small study, that have moderate asthma, and they expose them all to some type of odorant for 15 minutes. It's an odorant called phenyl ethyl alcohol, PEA, which is a rose fragrance that's been deemed a pure odorant. So it's not a chemical odorant. It's actually the scent of a rose.
PEA, I thought that was like a chemical that you like it triggers in your body, like if you see someone, like you fall in love with them or something.
You're thinking of a pheromone.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was PEA, but I'm wrong, I guess.
Did you have that when we came in?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. And a little, you know, butterflies, and my heart was
That's because your wife was with us when we walked into the room.
Oh, that right.
Yeah. Okay, good one there. Good save. So what happens is they told half the people that they were going to be exposed to an odor that was likely irritative for people. And then they told the other half that they would be exposed to an odor that could be therapeutic, meaning it's a healing, healthy scent, pure, no irritant. So what happened was the people who believed the odor could cause harm, all of them immediately experienced airway inflammation.
Of course, they're planting that thought in their brain.
And what surprised this team of researchers is that the inflammation actually remained for 24 hours later. It was still there. And no inflammation was found with participants who believed that the odor was only beneficial.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So this is how they summarized it. It's not just what you smell, but also what you think you smell. Asthmatics often are anxious about scents and fragrances. When we expect that an odor is harmful, our bodies react as if that odor is indeed harmful. Both patients and care providers need to understand how expectations about odors can influence symptoms of the disease. I think that we can extrapolate this information to a lot of the ways that we perceive our body's ability to be healthy.
No doubt. Yeah.
Without a doubt. If we believe that something we are doing is beneficial to us, it's more likely to be beneficial. If we believe that what we are doing will harm us, it's more likely to harm. It's so crazy how this happens. And I think maybe one reason a lot of crazy ideas have worked over the years for people is because they believe that it will help.
Right.
Okay. So I have the best story about this. Recently, I went to go visit a friend in New York who told me about a wart that she had on her foot. And I, having a similar affliction, listened intently as she told me the remedy. She said to take a potato and cut it in half and put half of the potato on your wart overnight. In the morning, you wake up, you bury the potato, and your wart will be gone.
So, wait, you have to bury the potato?
Yes, you have to. You
had me until you said bury the potato.
Me too.
I forgot to say that you have to sleep with the potato. I would assume you have to sleep with both halves. So you have half on your foot. You sleep with the other half.
Wait. Sleep with it like it's like a teddy bear?
Or like a really close friend.
No, like a close friend. Like,
okay. Love?
Yeah, you have to nurture the potato and show it that it's important and it's helpful in your healing process.
Okay.
So
Wait. And then, you bury the one that you slept with?
You want to probably bury the whole thing. I would assume, you've shown it that you care, and now
I can't wait to hear the rest of the story.
So when you bury it, you can't tell anyone that you're doing this.
Oh, it has to be a secret?
It's top secret. So if someone asks, where'd you go at 6 a.m, don't tell them.
Or I buried something, but I can't tell you what it is.
You don't want to know what's okay, in the did it.
And this is the best story ever?
Well, I have a wart on the bottom of my foot, and I want it to go away, so I'm going to try this naturally.
Wait, you haven't tried it, but you're going to try it.
I will try it.
But your friend tried it.
I think I might try a sweet potato, though, because I personally think they're healthier than regular potatoes. Although I do like yams.
Well, I would go with the sweet potato, too, because if you have to sleep with it, it's much more soft.
You're right. And yams, you don't really know. They could have come from another country. Sweet potatoes are more all-American.
Is there any scientific research behind this?
I wonder
if
it works with a sweet potato french fry.
That might be easier to tape to your toe.
True.
Okay, wait, hold on. Okay. Is this based in research? Is this, what is this?
I'm sure it's been researched, right?
Wait, but your friend did it. Did it work?
Yeah. So my friend does this. The next morning, she wakes up, she leaves the house, buries the potato. Her mom says, "Where were you this morning, Colleen?" She couldn't tell her mom where she was because she has to keep it a secret. Well, 2 weeks later, her wart is gone.
Wow.
Gone.
I've heard these stories before.
And that wart is there. It's so embarrassing.
Have heard stories like this before, and I thought I had heard that 2 weeks later you dig up the potato and the wart is on the potato.
To each his own.
You need to have your friend.
You guys are crazy. You do know that, right?
Well, let's take this information and say, is it likely to work if the person believes it works?
Right, exactly.
If the mother passed it down from the grandmother who passed it down, and then they say it works, is it like? Because I've had my children go out into our yard. We have kind of a country yard.
Yes, you do.
I live on a lot of acres, and it's just, we're not going to spray chemicals on it.
Right.
So we have beautiful, beautiful fields of dandelions at some point. And I had read once that a dandelion, if the yellow flower is rubbed on a wart, it'll go away. So I said to my kids, "Oh yeah, see the yellow flower, go rub it on the wart, it'll go away." And I said that with complete confidence. And they each did that for a couple days in a row and the warts went away.
I had a roommate that used apple cider vinegar and the whole room smelled.
That would smell.
For days.
But I wonder if I had said to my children, who were very impressionable at that age, I'm thinking maybe 3 and 5 years old, this is something I don't think will work. I heard about it, but why don't you try it? It's probably not going to work. And they do it skeptically. Right. Would it be less likely to work?
I would say so, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how often then people perpetuate a problem because they decide they have the problem.
Of course.
And how much more could we accomplish if we were a little more optimistic about our bodies feeling.
Well, for example, when I was a young child, I remember the moment. I remember my father saying something to me about, oh, you have the Brook genes for digestion. You won't ever have a problem with digestion. We have rock solid bathroom habits. Like, I remember him saying, like, you'll never have a problem. And I remember thinking, oh, that's good, because I'm glad I don't have to have a problem.
But is rock solid really a good thing?
No. Well, they have softener for that.
Well, and to be honest, I've only had constipation once in my life, and it was when I was 8 months pregnant. That's the only reason I can relate to other people.
See, that was planted in your brain.
I have bathroom envy right now.
But maybe that's partly because I was told that firmly. I believed it. Maybe there is a factor.
Right.
Maybe it's part of something. Maybe if I had had terrible habits growing up, I could have developed. So there must be some type of physical component as well. But how much does the mental component play
well,
in?
Well, it's funny you say that, because that's like one of the jokes in the audio engineering world. Because if you look at my mixer, see all these different, these are all different sounds on each one of these faders.
Yep. What does this one do?
Well, they're all different sounds on here, right? So a lot of times, like, you'll go to eat, like, say that you want a drum, like more treble or bass in the drum, and you'll reach for the fade and it'll be the wrong one, but you're sitting there adjusting it, and you think
you
that it is
difference.
Changing in your, and then you'll look down and you're actually adjusting the wrong one. So it happens all the time, you know what I mean? But it's in your brain. I think that I'm actually changing the tone of that.
I can speak, I don't have any formal research, but I can speak from, you know, I don't know how many years have I been in practice, 17 years of practice, you know, over 5,000 different people I've examined. I can say that I see a pattern. People who come in and they're the personality that they don't have a lot of variance in their life. Like, they do the same thing, they eat the same foods, they, you know, they tend to not get new car, you know, people who just seem to get into a rhythm,
right.
Which are sometimes awesome patients, because they make an appointment Mondays at 9 o'clock. They will
there.
Be there
yeah.
every Monday
just
at
like
9 o'clock.
Me.
Yeah. And they're wearing the same clothes that they wore 25 years ago. Like, just no pattern changes.
Right.
Oftentimes the same type of person will have a definite ownership in their vocabulary of their body symptoms. So I'll hear things like, well, my morning headaches.
Right.
You know, and there's a steadiness. And I get concerned, because I know to help them change or break that pattern oftentimes takes more time and more mental coaching versus somebody who comes in and they're just, you know, free spirit. There's a lot of dynamic living, and they're like, they're just traveling. They have no set belief that something has to be a certain way. There's definitely less language of ownership, and they're more likely to attach on to the idea of, yeah, I got this healing project, got a little headache right now, I'm sure it'll go away.
Yeah.
Those types of people, they pass through problems much, much faster.
So you're saying take a little less ownership of the things that are afflicting us.
Yes.
Because you can talk yourself into being sick, probably.
Oh,
what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or like if you say all the time, I'm tired. You're going to be tired.
Oh, great. Everyone in my family has this flu bug.
Yeah,
I
so
just
I'm
know
it.
I'm going to get it, because I get it every time. You know, that type of language is definitely more likely that they'll get sick. I hear it all the time. I have an idea. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, let's talk about specific things that you can do to ensure that you don't get stuck in a belief system that's creating problems in your life, or not allowing your body to be dynamic and work through problems quickly.
You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, you can schedule a health consultation and examination with Dr. Jenny. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.
So when I was in school, we actually took a class called psychoimmunoneurology, and we learned that the body's reaction to, for example, believing it's being chased by a tiger versus actually being chased by a tiger is the same reaction internally. The same hormones are released. If I said, Emily, you're being chased by a tiger.
Oh my gosh.
What the chemicals that were just released in your body are the exact same. If you actually believed what I said, compared to you actually saw the tiger coming towards you. So our mind has very strong beliefs. And,
sure.
And you'll know that. You'll feel the chemicals.
So I'm not being chased by a tiger, though,
you're
right?
Not, you're okay.
Seeing you're in a recording studio, there aren't a lot of tigers in here.
Got it. I thought for a second I was in Africa.
So the point is, we can actually talk our body out of certain chemical reactions. So, for example, I'm reading this book right now called Divergent. It was made into a movie. And if you guys saw it, and they talk about your fear landscape and how they would overcome their fears was they basically had, it was a mental game of talking yourself out of, there really is no tiger. What do I need to say to myself to know that there is no tiger? For example, that's what some people have to do in order to fall asleep at night. They're in this fight or flight response, thinking and worrying when there's nothing they can do right then, thinking about the tiger, which may be the unpaid bill or the divorce or the sick child or whatever it is. They have to talk themselves into a better mental situation.
Melatonin.
So one way to do that, whether it's wondering if this odor is or is an irritant for our asthma, or whether or not this food will cause a stomach ache, or whether or not this potato will work for our wart, the question to ask ourselves is, what if? What if this would be the best case scenario? And in that, I believe always coming to the conclusion that best serves us can be in our best interest. So if you went into a situation and decided that, wow, you know what? I'm going to make some good choices tonight at dinner and my stomach's going to do great. Or I'm going to go to the mall and I'm going to focus on my friends that are with me and not on the odor as I pass by certain stores. And I bet my body's going to handle it tonight. I've been taking care of myself. If we go into it with a what if it was fine and the best expectation, we give ourselves an advantage. Now, having said that, I think we should be expectant of the best, but it's still realistic to be prepared.
I mean, I'm not going to say, I think I'm going to grow a full head of hair tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
So the asthmatic should still bring their inhaler to the mall.
Right.
So they should still be prepared. Maybe the person with a stomach ache should still take their probiotic or their enzymes that will help them digest their food. But what if, in addition to being prepared, we were still expectant and expecting the best, and not just in how we think, but in our language. So in our language, listen to what you say. Are you saying that you have the problem? You'll always have the problem. Nothing can ever be done for the problem.
Okay, Eeyore.
Which is very static in thinking.
Yeah.
Hey now, don't pick on me about this, guys.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
It was.
We can be more dynamic and not just our beliefs, but in our speech. So for example, if someone were to say to me, ugh, I got this headache again. I get headaches every Monday morning, no matter what I do, I'm always going to have a headache. What if the language was instead, well, I have a headache project going on. I really think my body has the ability to kick it, but I think I need to do some right things. I'm going to try to drink more water today. That's a very dynamic, solution-oriented language and mindset.
Yeah, my wife is always calling me out on that because I tend to do that. Like I'll be like, oh, I'm ridiculously tired today, or I'm overwhelmed. I have, you know, I get this crazy day, and you know, I immediately plant that in my brain, and it's a bad way to approach the day.
You're right.
You know?
Right.
She calls me out all the time.
Blame it on my astrological sign or the atmospheric pressure.
Yeah, exactly. And what if you were able to get a burst of energy? And what if you said, well, I'm tired right now, but you know what? By the time I get into the studio, I've decided I'm just going to have a burst of energy. What's the likelihood that you might actually get the burst of energy then compared to saying, nope, I'm tired. I'm going to be toast this whole night.
It's going to happen.
Actually, that happened to me this past weekend when I was driving home from New York because my friend kept telling me, you're going to be really tired by 6 o'clock. You probably won't be able to drive home. It was a 4.5 hour drive. And I was thinking to myself, oh no, I'm not. I am going to be wired and ready to go. And at 6 o'clock, I was ready to go. And I made it in 3.5 hours. So
this week, I actually, of course she did. This week, I actually had an unusual lack of sleep night, just couple fun things were happening in my household, and then I needed to get up early, and I could have easily have said, oh, it's going to be a really tough day at work. I'm running on fumes. I remember as I was finally going to sleep, knowing I wouldn't get a lot of sleep, I thought to myself, you know, I bet I'm going to wake up unusually alert, and I'm going to have a really, really high energy day. And if I need to, I'll take a nap when I get home. I'll have time this afternoon to take a nap. And I just decided that, and I thought that. And the next day was tons of energy.
Yeah, you actually taught me about the first few minutes of your day when your feet first touch the floor, saying to yourself, it's going to be a great day, as opposed to lying there in bed thinking about all of the horrible things that mm-hmm. you have to do today and all of those horrible people you have to interact with.
Why are you looking at me, Emily?
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, Mike. Yeah,
that was scary.
Instead, an accident.
It's, well, what if? Yeah, what if you woke up and decided, it doesn't matter what life comes at me today, I'm going to decide to make it a great day.
Right.
And that's actually a language I've been trying to use lately when people say, how's your day? Or I hope you have a good day. My language is, I'm making it a great day.
Did you guys have those smiley face posters when you were in college that said, like, what kind of day you were having?
Yes.
Have a nice day. Yes. Yeah.
It was have a nice day.
You don't see those anymore. It's too old school.
I think they're like 1970s more.
Yeah. Oh, ouch. Sorry.
Well, and then lastly, it's, and this is the same vein, it's just taking ownership that you get to decide how you choose to talk about how your body feels, how you choose to talk about how your mind is feeling that day. And you know, the reality is you may have a headache, but if you just focus on and talk about the headache, you will get more of the headache. If you focus on talking about solutions for the headache and you focus on water, you know, I'm having a lot of water today. My body needs water and I'm going to have a lot. And that's all your focus is on. You're focusing on solutions. Your body will respond.
Is that why you had to use the bathroom like 4 times at Giorgio's?
That's because I drink so much iced tea. When I drink iced tea, I go to the bathroom a lot.
I bet you can change that if you just think to yourself.
Yes.
When I drink iced tea, I never have to pee.
No. Your brain just heard have to pee.
Oh.
That was a negative affirmation. This is so good you said this.
Ooh.
So instead of saying I never have to pee, I could say when I drink iced tea, my body is hydrated and I can enjoy my meal comfortably.
You know how there's one little person sitting on your shoulder that's the angel and one little person sitting there that's the devil? Dr. Jenny's like the angel.
And who would be the devil?
Well, that would be yourself.
Your conscious. Okay. Yeah.
Or in my case,
why
myself.
Do you always assume we're calling you the devil, Michael?
Or the angel. I don't know. Were you assuming we were calling you the angel?
Yes, that would be the likely thing to, no?
Well, I hope this was food for thought.
It was, actually.
My intention with these shows is just to make you go, and think a little bit about it. Okay, so lastly, what I want to say is oftentimes when you hear this information, a little aha can happen and you realize, wow, I've been saying my headaches. Keep it about you. Work on your own language. You may notice even more acutely other people not taking ownership, but instead of chastising them or saying, well, you should, focus on yourself, because people will start to pick up on that. And if they say, oh, that was interesting how you said that, say, yeah, guess what I learned? That will encourage people without making them feel bad about themselves that they can be empowered about their own health.
Good idea.
Each one teach one.
That's right.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you live in the southern New Hampshire area, schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny at 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.